Hey, podcaster. Getting help for your podcast doesn't have to be hard, but I know sometimes it can feel like you're either Googling late at night or you're trying to hire a coach that is so expensive and you just want to know, am I doing this right? Am I doing the right things for my podcast and for my business? And this is exactly why I created the Strategize and Shine membership. This is a monthly membership designed to support you as you create a podcast that converts your listeners into leads and helps you sell more of your programs and services. This membership is packed with so many masterclasses, tools, and templates designed to help you simplify your podcast process and bring back more joy to your podcast. Plus, if you sign up now, you will get a special onboarding plus a strategy call with me to go over what your goals are for your podcast. But here's the deal. This is your last chance to lock in the current rate of $47 a month for life. As of May 1st, the price goes up to $97, and that's because this membership is packed with so much value. I would love to see you there and love to help support your podcast. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/membership to sign up today. When we start any kind of marketing effort in our business, it can be hard to know if it's actually working, especially with something like podcasting. And here's the thing, doing it alone and questioning whether you are doing the right things is so, so common, especially in business. And when you're running your own business, the CEO, you may be a solopreneur. So it's totally normal to be sitting in front of your desk and saying, you know, am I doing this the right way? Is this how it's supposed to be? Right? But you aren't alone. I'm here to help. And today we're going to chat about how to know if your podcast is actually successful. Hi there, and welcome to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm your host, Caroline Hull, a podcast strategist and CEO of Wild Home Podcasting. I've built my entire career through podcasts by sharing my experience using strategic systems and shining a light on the power of podcasting. If you are looking to cultivate leads for your membership, group program, or consulting services, I'm here to help you create a holistic and integrative podcast strategy that'll let your business thrive. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. You may have noticed I took a little bit of a break last week. I'm going to talk about that and my problem that I solved this week, because sometimes you just need a break. Sometimes things don't work out. Some you may have audio fail, especially if you're working with a guest over the internet. We all know that that can be a pain sometimes. And even with all the planning that we do, all the batching, all of the working ahead and trying to make sure that we've always got content ready, sometimes we just don't have an episode. And that's what happened to me last week. I have this really bad habit of overscheduling myself. I'm sure that some of you can relate. Sometimes I just think that I'm Superwoman and I can do 5 million things. And I just need everybody who's listening to hold me accountable. And next year, when I say I'm going to schedule 3 events in March, I want you to all be like, no. That's your busiest month of the year. Why would you do that? So I did really good at getting episodes ready before we went on vacation. And then we went on vacation, we came back, and that the whole like recovering from a trip situation happened. And I just did not have it in me to get an episode out. So I was looking at, okay, do I not air an episode? Do I try and record one when I feel really tired and I'm going to be pushing myself to get some content going? And you know, I never recommend that. So what I did is I went back through my archives. I looked at my marketing and promotion calendar and I said, okay, what am I promoting right now? What am I trying to sell? And if you're listening to this episode, then you probably know that we're doing a big push for the membership right now. So I wanted something that would kind of relate and lead into that. And I have a ton of episodes in my archive. I mean, I'm up to episode 175 now, so almost 200 episodes. And when you have that many episodes, like I'm just going to grant you permission right now to do this. If you ever come up on a moment where you don't have an episode, re-air an older episode. And the cool thing about doing this was I went back even further. Since we kind of shifted the structure of my episodes, found an episode that I felt was really good, reworked it a little bit, re-edited it, ran it through some filters, made it sound better, very exciting. And then I wrote some new show notes and new marketing content for it. So even though I still had to do a little bit in the post-production, it wasn't as much as I normally would do when I actually sit down and record an entire episode. Now, I will say this, I did not have video of that episode, so I did not post that episode on YouTube. And you know what? I'm actually okay with that. I really wasn't like beat up about it. You know, I am trying to establish a strategy on YouTube, but that's something that hasn't quite made it into the content calendar just yet. So I was like, you know what? It's okay. I'm going to give myself grace and permission and post this episode. And I think it was a pretty good episode. The download numbers on it are pretty high, actually. And so that's exciting for me to know that, you know, that content still aligns with everyone and that I was able to reuse it in that way. Because some of those episodes way back in the archives, you know, they may not get listened to again. They may not, depending on your episodes and your audience and all of those things. So anyways, just wanted to like share that with all of you, because one thing that's really important to me is transparency. And, you know, I am a podcast coach, I'm a podcast strategist, but believe me, there are days where podcasting still feels hard. And there are solutions for when that happens. And so that was one of them. And that is a problem we solved this week. Questioning and wondering if you are doing something right is the worst. And I just think in general, as somebody who has anxiety, I can tell you it's no fun. But especially as a business owner, one of my biggest goals is to empower female podcasters and business owners so they feel confident every time they sit down to record an episode. And that can be really hard. I talk about recording in a silo, right? Like you're by yourself, you're in your office. Most of us work from home. We may have an office space, but we're working by ourselves, right? And sitting down and knowing, okay, am I doing the right things, can really start a spiral that can be really unhealthy for content creators. Now, we've talked a lot about podcast metrics on this show and just how they're super hard to know if they're successful, especially when you have no context, no reference, you're not in the podcast world. You're going to look at those numbers and you may misinterpret them, or you may see them differently than, let's say, I would, right? And so I'm saying all this and we're thinking to ourselves, okay, great, but how do I actually measure the success of my podcast? And not just like the success of my podcast, but like the fact that I want to feel really good about my podcast and I want to feel good about it being a useful marketing tool for my business. And so that's what I really want to talk about today, because at the end of the day, podcasting is great. Podcasting is fun, but it needs to serve you and it needs to be successful. So let's dive in. The first thing is that we need to define what success means for our podcast and for our business. And all of this is around our goals, right? Our business goals, our purpose, why we have this podcast in the first place. And that's usually the big question I always ask my clients when we start a strategy call is, why a podcast? You know, why are you starting a podcast? Why do you want to have a podcast? And this is something that's really important to define as your business evolves and grows as well. And to keep asking yourself, why do I have a podcast? Why is this the thing that I'm going to be spending my time on? The next ask that we're going to do some soul searching on, and this is a big one, is are we doing activities within our podcast that align with that goal? So if you have a goal for your podcast, let's say I want to get more members into my membership. I want to use my podcast as long-form content to drive leads for my membership. But you never talk about your membership. Maybe you're constantly pushing other things on your podcast. Maybe you're interviewing guests that have nothing to do with your membership, right? All of those activities are not helping us achieve our goal. This is a huge piece of podcast strategy, is taking that goal that we have and then aligning all of the tasks, all of the things that are happening with our podcast to that goal, right? And so that's really the first place I want you to start, because one of the issues I find with a lot of business owners that come to me is they started a podcast they didn't really set any goals for it. Or maybe the goal was just, I want to have a podcast because I think this is going to get me more reach. This is going to get me out there. This is how I'm going to get in front of more people. This is how I'm going to make more money, right? Very vague kind of goals. And you get to like where I am at with like 175 episodes, 200 episodes, and you start to go, am I actually seeing results? Like, am I actually seeing the fruits of all of this time and energy and money that I'm spending on this podcast? And usually we can change that by tweaking the strategy, and that all starts with goals and activities. But how do we actually track this? Like, how do we measure this? How is this something that we can quantify? And so we're going to talk about downloads for a minute. You all knew I was going there. Downloads with podcasts is very hard because the analytics for podcasting just isn't great in general. And this is something that I think the podcasting world really needs to work on. I think I've talked about this in a couple episodes with guests that I've had on. I know that I talked about it in the episode with Megan when we talked about Facebook ads, because it's so hard to know just based on download numbers, okay, is my podcast actually working for me? Now, I do track my downloads. I do track those numbers, but I'm looking at them a little bit differently. There are a couple things that I like to look at specifically. One is growth. So over time, are my episodes getting more downloads, right? Am I seeing that number go up over time? It can happen quickly. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get momentum in the apps especially. But over time, am I seeing growth? The second thing is, how are my episodes aging? So when we think about our podcast episodes, you know, that first 7-day number, how are they doing? That 30-day number, how are they doing? And so I do use those numbers to help gauge, you know, how is the health of my podcast? But those numbers I really love to use for more of a long-term forecast, less of a today thing, right? So this is an Instagram. I'm not going to pull it up, see my insights and help that to help me create a reel the next moment. Now, I can look at my downloads last month and that can help me create episodes. The other thing about downloads is, there are averages, and they are usually, when I show my clients these averages, they're a lot lower than my clients thought. And so that's something too that is really important to keep in mind. I believe that the top 50% of all podcasts are getting like 32 downloads and up. So like that tells you right there, that number right there should tell you like we need to adjust our expectations of what we consider successful download numbers to be. The other part about measuring and tracking that's really, really important and understanding, okay, is it successful, is it not, is that you have to have a specific objective for your podcast. So for me, my objective is that I'm using this to build my email list. I'm using this to get more people into my programs. And how do I actually measure that, right? How am I tracking this? And there are a couple ways you can do that. You can do that with special links. You can do that with forms. So whenever anybody comes into your world, they fill out a form. If you may ask them if they heard, you know, where do they hear from you? Do they select podcasts? A lot of this, though, I'm actually using, like, when I sit down and talk to people and they say they've heard me, they've listened to my podcast. I have people inside my membership and inside, like, my other programs who were listeners for a long time before they actually hit the buy button. And that really is the power of podcasting, because it is a long-term warming thing. It's a brand builder, right? We've talked about how long-form content does this for your business. And so those are some of the ways that I will measure and track, okay, is it actually successful for me right now? You can get very, very specific with this. So for example, I can run dynamic ads and I can have a special link just for podcast people, which I have done. And I've been able to track how many people clicked that link and how many people converted. And so you can do very, very specific things like that as well. One thing about podcasts, though, that I really want to emphasize is, like, we're not getting a ton of clicks from podcasts anyways. What we're getting are relationships, connection, and then those will convert. And so I really, like, for me, those inquiry calls, those calls where I'm sitting down with people and they say, I heard you do an episode about that recently. That to me is gold, because that tells me that people are listening to my show. They're looking for my show because they have a problem that I can solve, and then they're coming to me. So it really is like this mix of things. I'm looking at my downloads, I'm thinking about my objectives, and I'm putting those all together. And that's really helping me determine, okay, is this working for my business? A lot of times when a client comes to me and they say, I don't think this podcast is doing anything for me, you know, and I have people come to me and say that with 270 downloads per episode, which is really good, by the way. And I'm always shocked, because I'm like, but look how many downloads you have. You know, you've got 270 people showing up listening to you each week. And so if you are listening to this and you feel that way, and I know a lot of people do, about their podcasts, then the question that you need to really ask yourself is, have I set objectives, and are those activities supporting those objectives so I can actually measure something important? Like, before you stop podcasting, that is the first thing I would recommend you do. And this kind of brings me into my next point too, because when we're defining a successful podcast, we also need to get into some other things here. We need to get into our feels. We need to sit with our podcast, right? And we need to ask ourselves, do I enjoy podcasting? Is it fun for me? Because this is a time-consuming thing. I mean, this is how I feel about YouTube. You know, for me, sitting down and doing YouTube videos, it's probably how some people feel about sitting down and recording podcast episodes. Like, it's just not fun to me. I get that YouTube is a great search engine and all this stuff, but I have not found comfort in sitting down and recording those videos yet. I'm going to get there. That's a goal of mine this year, is to get there. But I just want to drive that point home, because, you know, there are people who have built their businesses without Instagram. There are people who've built their businesses without LinkedIn. You know, all of these things. When you're looking at your marketing, a very important question you need to ask is, my audience there? And do I enjoy doing it? Do I feel that it's enhancing my marketing? I know that for me, sitting down and creating a podcast episode every week adds so much to my marketing, because it gives me so much material to use, but it also is my long form piece of content that I am creating. It's my main cornerstone piece of marketing that I am doing every week. Even before I was a podcast coach, guys, like, I knew this. I knew that it was the thing that was going to be the driver for other things. But I have put energy into it. I have made sure that all of the activities and the strategy around my podcast support what my objectives are, so I can see the fruits of all the work that I put into it. So it really does come down to, when we're measuring and tracking, is it fun for me? Is it working? Do I have a strategy and a purpose behind my podcast? And then from there, what you can do is start identifying the gaps. Where are things not working? Sometimes it can be the process. The actual, like, process of creating the episode is where the gap is. And that can actually be a huge, huge piece of causing the podcast to not work the way it wants to. Really, a great example is the problem that we solved this week, right? Let's say that I had tried to push through and gone ahead and recorded an episode, and I knew that I wasn't going to be able to record a great episode, and I knew that whatever I came up with wasn't going to be great, and it probably wouldn't have, and it probably wouldn't have gotten as many downloads as my other episodes, because I didn't put the same time, energy, and effort into it, right? That's the other thing too. Like, where are these gaps happening? Is it in our call to actions? Is it in the actual content? Do we need to rethink the content? Do we need to shake up the structure? You know, you have to become a detective, and you also have to be okay with saying, you know what, I tried this way, it's not working, let's try something else. And until you land on that thing that feels so great that every time you sit down to record, you know that it's working for you in the way that it's supposed to. Nine times out of 10, I'm not even making this up. When someone says to me their podcast is successful, it's simply because we need to reframe it. We just need to reframe how we think about the podcast, how it's working for your business. And then we need to look at what's working and what's not. Those gaps again. And so I really want this to be an encouragement to you. I want you to hear this and I want you to be like, okay, there are things you can do if you feel like your podcast is not working. This is such a huge piece of what I do inside the Strategize and Shine membership. And this month, in fact, we are actually doing an entire masterclass on is my podcast successful, how to measure and track all the things. And I'm really excited about this masterclass because I think that it fills the gap between, okay, I've created a podcast and that end result, and then what's in the middle. And this masterclass to me is what's in the middle. And because I love my listeners, because I want to help more people feel confident about their podcast. That is my purpose. That's why I'm here. My goal is to help you shine, right? Like, that is why, that is everything I do is about helping you to feel good when you sit behind this microphone. That not only is your content going to be good, but the end result is going to help you in the long run. And that's why I created the Strategize and Shine membership. And so this month, if you want to come and try out the membership, I am opening up our masterclass to the public. You will also get a free month in the membership with that if you come to the masterclass. And again, in this masterclass, I'm going to be expanding on what I talked about in this episode even further and giving my members and whoever else comes tools and resources to use to help them feel really good about it. One of the things about my masterclasses is I want everyone to come and to talk, have a conversation, comment in the comments, get help, get feedback. That's what that time is for. And so if you would love to join us, I would love to have you. You can head to wildhomepodcasting.com/class, and I'll put that link in the show notes so you can see that. And I would love for you to just come and try out and see what the membership is all about, because I have made some huge improvements to it, and we are going to be raising the price as of May 1st. And so if you want to lock in for life the rate that the membership currently is at, this is the moment to do it. But first, come try the masterclass, come and meet me, come and meet my amazing members, and come and see what we're all about and how we work together to help each other shine in our podcasts. I hope you have a great week, and I'll be back next week with another episode. Thank you for listening to Share, Strategize, and Shine. To give your own podcast some shine, download my free podcast guide to creating episodes for sales by heading to the link in the show notes. Be sure to leave a review and connect with me on Instagram for more podcast strategy insights. Until next time.